energy manipulation and psychic self-defense. These are two very unique topics. Thought I would include them together so that I could explain how each of these phenomena work. As we get better at learning to manipulate the energy, which is really what we're doing this entire time, we're building up the energy, we're learning how to manipulate it. We've talked about building the energy up. We've talked about manipulating it in order to extract information, receive information, get future information, and those types of things. You know, one of the courses that we have out, when I say we, myself and a partner, is called Chi Power Training. And one of the focal points of that training is actually using the chi to manipulate objects or people. And when we say manipulate, actually being able to move objects. Some people would say that's psychokinesis, being able to manipulate objects, to move objects. And it's kind of interesting when you think about things like that. And sometimes when people hear about moving objects, they think, wow, that's a very hard thing to do. There's two ways to look at this entire process of energy. There's going to be several different types of people that get good at this. The first aspect is the aspect of the physicality of the energy. That means somebody that can actually physically conjure up the energy, something that you can physically feel. When we talked about doing the palm press, we talked about doing the energy exercises through a door with a partner, being able to test your strength of energy. Then there's the other people that are going to primarily use their mind as the conductor for the energy, which means they're not going to have a physical chi as much as they are mental. And this brings back to the fact that I mentioned some people are good visualizers, some people are not. Well, I've met some people that were extremely good with the visualization process in terms of mentally. They could mentally conjure up a lot of unique situations, scenarios, and abilities mentally through their head. Then I met other people that were good at doing it physically, where you could physically feel it. You see, there's a difference between those two types of energies. What we're trying to do here is combine them. We're trying to give you a perspective from both sides of the fence, which means obviously the mental capacity is important, but it's also important to have the physical capacity. And once you understand that there are two sides of the fence, I believe that you'll get stronger than somebody that's only using their mind and somebody that's only using the physical aspects of the chi. Actually, most people that are using the physical aspects of the energy are combining it with the mind, but a lot of times people that are using the mind are not necessarily using the physical counterparts because they don't really understand that whole propulsion system of chi manipulation or energy manipulation. What we're going to talk about in this segment is how to manipulate the energy to use it for certain skills. And we're also going to talk about psychic self-defense or energetic self-defense so that you can protect yourself against somebody that's trying to use energy against you in a negative way. And I'll give you some examples of exactly how that works and why somebody would want to resort to something like that. So stay tight, fasten your seatbelts. We got a lot of great information to cover in this section.